theacademy.com.
This is Kathleen MacFerrin. I wanted to welcome everyone to the first class of Stoking the Fires of Joy, Living with Gratitude at the NVC Academy. I'm really excited to be here because this is a subject that's very near and dear to my heart, and it's crucial to the quality of life that I experience. And I so appreciate each one of you for joining me on this journey, and I want to let you know that I value each one of your voices. So the very first thing I want to focus on is simply the intention of the class. And I'm hoping that in this class we'll support the connection for each other to the joy and gratitude in our lives and have that be something that we can access at any moment. My hope is that we'll find sustainable strategies to really nurture our well-being and have those become integral habits in our lives. And I'm wondering if there's anybody in here that doesn't feel very secure with the initial components of NVC, such as the observation, feeling, need request, empathy, self-empathy, or honesty, that would like some more clarity there?
Well, this is Callie. I'm assuming that we'll get that as the course goes along.
Okay. Yeah, I'd just like to get a sense for how much of some of that to bring in and how much not. So, Callie, what I would love to hear from you is if you have any questions at all as I'm going, if I'm using words that aren't as familiar to you, that you will please stop me and speak up.
Okay. I certainly will.
Great. Anybody else? Okay. Terrific. So just to let you know the agenda for today, I was hoping to spend the first part of our time together creating a unique circle here, getting acquainted with each other, building some trust within our circle right away. And then I'd like to cover what for me has really been the core of this work, which is connecting with the living energy of the needs. Then I'll offer an exercise we can do together in class and then also ones that you can do at home. I'm really hoping this can be a place where we can slow things down, really savor each moment. I would enjoy it if, during the course of our conversation, if you would be willing to reflect things back to each other, particularly at moments when there's something that's very tender and alive that's been spoken. And if you have something to say, if you could reflect back what the person before you said, just very, very briefly, to let them know they've been heard, and then speak what it is that you wanted to offer. And I'm wondering if there's anybody for whom this would feel awkward or they would not be willing to do it. If you could just speak up and let me know. Not hearing anything? Okay. I'm kind of laughing right now because I'm so used to being in a physical classroom where I can be present in the room and I can really see what's going on for people. So my request right now is that you can use your voice somehow to convey what your body would throughout this course. In other words, I'm asking you to interrupt me. I'm asking you to speak up when you've got something that's going on for you. It's the only way on the phone that I can know if you're in distress or you wanted to celebrate something if you speak up. Does that sound good to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
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 Okay. Thank you. So before we get started, and before I talk anymore is what I meant, is I would love to hear from you. I'd just like to find out what's simmering inside. This is new to a lot of us. And so if we can go around the circle, and I just want to ask if you'd be willing to share with all of us how you're feeling right now coming on to this new adventure, and then what's your biggest dream for this course is? In other words, in 6 weeks, if you could have your biggest dream fulfilled, what would it be? And I really encourage people to speak when they're called to speak rather than, you know, me calling on you. So I'd love it just to be popcorn style. You know, speak up when you're called to. So is there anybody who'd be willing to start?
This is Phil.
Okay.
I feel excited anticipation. I'm psyched up for the course. I am pretty new to NVC. I've been working for several months to focus on being compassionate to others, especially my wife. And what I have been missing to some degree is compassion for myself. I'm in a situation with my business and my personal life where I could use one heck of a lot more joy than I have been experiencing. And, you know, that would be my biggest dream for this course.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you, Phil. Thank you. I'm already settling in. It feels good to hear somebody's voice. Anybody else want to jump in?
This is Faith. I'm really thrilled about the topic of this class. I've been learning and processing MBC for quite a while now, about 3-4 years. I am very aware of when I get to a point in which I can recognize needs that I don't know what to do with them. If they are core and plaguingly unmet for me. I've had a glimpse of once I get to that state that when I look at the joyful energy that's connected to that on the, what I call the flip side of the unmet need, and that is what does it feel like when that need is met, that the transformation is pretty powerful, and I want to experience that more. I want to make it so it just I'm more present to that. And also get okay with how that drives me to trying to meet that need. It's like a drive for me, and to heighten my awareness of that. So is that making any sense to you?
Okay, I'm sensing that you've had the experience of being really connected with the need and how good it feels when you're really feeling the energy of it in your body.
Yes.
The transformation that happens at that moment.
Yeah.
Do you really want to explore that area more and how
Absolutely.
That might help you?
And to be in it. And to be in that space, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Faye.
Thank you.
Who's next?
This is Mary Kay, and I signed up for this course because it mentioned the word gratitude. And I've been studying NBC for about 3 years, most of that time on my own, and for the past 6 months with practice groups and online. And one of the things I notice is that while I rarely yell at people or say negative things to them, I tend to speak a lot in terms of compliments. So I do very nice judging of people. And I would like to change that style of speaking into NVC gratitude. So I'm hoping that in this class I will learn ways of greeting people different than, oh, what a lovely sweater.
Yeah.
So that's one of the main things that prompted me to sign up for this course next was that I recognize that it's very, very hard for me to stop saying nice things to people that are still very judgmental.
Okay, so you want to just dive into all the richness, the rich juices of that gratitude.
Yes, I'd like to be able to say, you know, you really satisfy my need for beauty here, you know, in a way that sounds appropriate.
There you go, I was just going to say, but I'm guessing in a way that really sounds natural to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mary Kay. Yeah, I hope we can certainly do that. And who else would like to speak?
This is Callie. I know a little about NVC. I've listened to some tapes and watched a DVD and have thought about it and put it into practice in different ways in my own life and in my own work. I decided to do this because the topic is gratitude, and that to me is what life is all about. When I am in the space of gratitude, I'm in a holy place for me. I want to live my life there, and I'm there sometimes, then sometimes I'm blind to it. So I want more insight and more access to the ways in my life that I am grateful and feel joy, and even feeling gratitude not just for joy but for life, for all the rich multi tapestry that life brings.
Yeah. There's something about being able to hold that energy no matter what's going on externally that you want to have deeper access to. Is that correct?
Okay.
Lovely. I'm hoping we can, what the four of you have spoken so far, I hope we cover some of that today. Start touching into that place. Who else would like to share with us?
I'll have a go. Maura here. just to touch on what was Kelly just said about the getting more in touch with gratitude. I was drawn to the course because of that and also the joy. I've been going through a difficult period in my life. I've been ill, so I would be lacking in energy a lot of the time in the last period. So I think this course should help me just develop more positivity. I've been out of touch with NBC people in the last year or so because I've been out of circulation as well. So I'm really grateful to the NBC Academy for giving this possibility to be in touch with people, because that hasn't been possible for me in the past year.
So in a sense, you're really hoping that this will help give you some community support as well as the energy that might come through living more with gratitude and joy.
Yeah, I think both, yeah. And it's mainly with parenting as well, because they're two boys and I'm on my own with them, and being sick, it's not easy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you've got a lot on your plate there, Maura.
So I'm really looking forward to it.
Great, thank you. Who else would like to jump in?
Hi, I'm Elisa. I'm feeling excited and a bit nervous because I realized just how noisy and distracting my environment is. difficult it is to get some space to participate, you know, fully.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to suffer from depression a lot, and I'm not doing too well in my life right now. And one solution that I come across is put on your happy face, you know?
Mm.
And I want something that is helpful in seeing what's right and what's working, but doesn't put on a big phony fake mask. It honors whatever struggle I'm going through too. That makes any sense.
I'm guessing that authenticity is one of your big values, and so you really want to be able to be genuine in whatever you do and do it in a way that helps you focus on things that are working as well as pain, that you can hold both at the same time.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
I wish I had said it that way, but that was beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. That gives me a better idea. I appreciate that.
Hey, this is Jan. I've enjoyed listening to what people have said. I also am going through some transitions as far as my marriage is concerned. And I also was thinking this will give me an opportunity to really focus on all the good things that have happened in my life and during my marriage, and appreciate them as well as trying to work through the negative feelings I'm having now. So that's my hope for this class.
Okay. So in that process of mourning and grieving, you don't want to lose the things that you really valued about them.
That's right.
Accurate. Okay. Okay. Is there anybody we've missed?
Kathleen, this is Mary.
Yeah.
I would like to do a check-in, Kathleen.
Yeah,
you
please
open
do
to
me.
That? Just before I got on this call, I was looking at Kathleen's outline for the whole class, and I got so excited and thinking, oh, man, I'm so glad we're offering this class now that I see the detail of it. So in this moment, I'm feeling excited and really intrigued and hopeful that I can get my needs met for connection and learning and fun and gratitude met in the class. And I'm especially excited about being a participant. And so it's not my class. It's something I get to participate in just like everyone else. I'm enjoying that.
Mm.
Might meet my needs for ease and fun again and learning.
Mm.
And also just excited about experiencing Kathleen's style, because we know each other as colleagues, but I have not ever heard Kathleen give a training. So I've just been able to enjoy her consciousness, and now enjoying the thought of being able to experience how she teaches that consciousness to other people. That's it for me.
Oh, great, Mary. I'm very excited hearing what all of you have said because there's so much congruency with my own path and my own desire to really somehow come from a different energy. And I'm hearing this, just choose it all the time, but I really want to get into the how do you choose it? I mean, how do I really connect with it? And what is it I'm trying to connect with? And to get into those details, so I'm excited to share that with you. I also want to share with you one of the many things I do with the Center for Nonviolent Communication is I do a lot of work. I go into prisons and do trainings on the inside. And one thing that's very important to us is to create the opening circle, the place where everybody is safe and we feel connected and we can explore things. I wanted to read just briefly from Parker Palmer's book, A Hidden Wholeness, what he says about a circle of trust, as he calls it. A circle of trust, its singular purpose is to support the inner journey of each person in the group, to make each soul feel safe enough to show up and speak its truth, to help each person listen to his or her inner teacher. In a circle of trust, we practice the paradox of being alone together, of being present to one another as a community of solitudes. Those phrases sound like contradictions because we think of solitude and community as either or. But solitude and community, rightly understood, go together as both and. To understand true self, which knows who we are in our inwardness and whose we are in the larger word, we need both the interior intimacy that comes with solitude and the togetherness that comes with community. If we are to hold solitude and community together as a true paradox, we need to deepen our understanding of both poles. Solitude does not necessarily mean living apart from others. Rather, it means never living apart from oneself. I'm going to read that line again. Solitude does not necessarily mean living apart from others. Rather, it means never living apart from oneself. It is not about the absence of other people. It is about being fully present to ourselves, whether or not we are with others. Community does not necessarily mean living face-to-face with others. Rather, it means never losing the awareness that we are connected to each other. It's not about the presence of other people. It's about being fully open to the reality of relationship, whether or not we are alone. And one of the reasons I bring that in is the core for me of staying connected to myself and living with gratitude and living with joy. There are two core pieces that this speaks to, two critical elements in how we define the language of NVC, that the language of need, and that when we talk about meeting your needs. I want to explore with you those two topics right now. So just in popcorn style, I would love to hear from you how, in our cultural perspective, with non-NVC awareness, when we say the word need in our culture, what are some of the synonyms or images that arise for you? Just popcorn style, I'll make a list here.
Awake and needy.
No, did you say weak and needy?
Weak, uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, weak and needy. Great. What else?
Compulsion.
Selfish.
Yeah.
Desperate.
Demanding.
Anything else come up for anybody? I think that probably covers it in our culture. There's a sense of kind of lack, deficiency, weaknesses that we associate with the word need. And so when we use the word need with NVC consciousness, then how might you define it? Just invite you popcorn style once again to throw out some thoughts.
Awareness of self.
Great. Awareness of self. What else?
I heard a lovely expression from one of the trainers, and I don't think this is quite how he said it, but it was the movement of life energy.
Movement of life energy. I like that one, too.
Desire for connection and relatedness.
Yeah, desire for connection and relatedness. Anything else that comes to the surface?
This is Phil. And I don't have another definition. I just wanted to say that I like the fact that we started here by talking about what need means. because in my very small amount of experience with NBC, that word, you know, I've had a need to understand what need means in the NBC context, because I've spent a lot of my life, or quite a few years, trying to get away from looking at things as I must have this, I need to do this, that demandingness of myself or others, and I have needed to understand how I would not fall into that with the NBC terminology, because it seemed to be going back to a word that I've been trying to stay away from.
Bill, I really appreciate that, because my hope is to completely turn all this on its head, and I think that shift in how we perceive of it will automatically turn us toward a shift of joy. Because as I understood the purpose of NVC, it's to create a certain quality of connection that really can help us lead to getting everybody's needs valued and met in this incredibly beautiful way out of natural giving where people just want to do it. And when I listen to that, it sounds euphoric to me. And so I'm wondering why there's so much pain when people come to NVC in pain. And I really, I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out with myself, too, why is it so hard to connect with joy? And I think when I'm looking at the list right in front of me, I've got, when we talk about needs, we're weak, needy, compulsion, selfish, desperate, demanding, need equals must. It's no wonder that we have a hard time using that same word in a whole different landscape. When we're talking about this incredible awareness of self, intimacy with self, this movement of life energy flowing through us, this desire for connection and relatedness, and I like to think of it as life reaching out to life, too. There's just something so powerful, so beautiful, moving through me and moving through every person on the planet that motivates all of our speech and actions. And if I can have that consciousness and truly believe when I'm walking into prison or I'm out on the street that every single thing somebody says or does comes from that incredible awe, powerful language and values and needs and life energy, then I'm going to be looking at life differently. And just having heard that, I'm curious what comes up for others of you. I'd love to hear from about three of you in response to that. Anybody want to echo what Phil said, or is there something different that comes up in relation to that?
I'd like to know more about it, what you're saying. I see it in a sense, but it's rather provocative and interesting and kind of tantalizing.
I like tantalizing. I like to encourage that.
This is Mary Kay. I think one of the most powerful things that happened to me when I first began learning NVC was the understanding that needs are universal. So we all basically have the same needs. And then the part about it's not my job to personally fill every need. That if I cannot give freely out of joy because that's the most wonderful thing I could be doing in the moment, that I don't have to. The difference between requests and demands. To be freed from feeling personally responsible to satisfy every need that wandered by me was just an enormous freedom. And in fact, I'm more giving. I realized that.
Yeah. So when you got in touch with it's an energy that moves through all of us, then you had a sense of kind of liberation or freedom that came from that.
Exactly.
Okay, great. I would love to talk a little bit more about it in two ways. One is, I believe that there's kind of this innate life energy that moves through people all over the planet. We all have it, and it has different qualities to it. So that's the fun part about separating out. Is it the need for safety? Is it the need for community? Is it the need for peace? That whenever that energy flows through me and I really get in touch with that particular value or that energy, it has a certain and unique quality to it. And so the need for self-expression might have a different kind of quality and flavor to it than a need for effectiveness or a need for protection or a need for harmony. Here's moving into the second part of how we use our language. We talk a lot in NVC about meeting our needs. First, we kind of identify them, and then we talk, go into strategies on how we can meet our needs. So there's one way to talk about meeting your needs, and that's that there's some external or internal strategy. We come up with a plan of action to meet our needs and manifest it in some way. And that's one definition of meeting your needs. I think there's another one that for me is much more crucial and much more primary. And when I'm talking about meeting your needs, it would be as if we're meeting a person, so we encounter our need. In other words, we encounter and engage that life energy flowing through us. We develop some kind of intimacy with that energy, some kind of understanding of the energy, a sense of embracing. We just become very familiar. There's an internal familiarity with the qualities of these powerful forces that are moving through us. And this kind of life energy, meeting the need in that way, we find that we can access that and experience that whether or not we perceive it being met through a strategy. This one is so key to me, so crucial to living with joy, that I would love to ask for a reflection back from somebody as to what I just was trying to convey. Is somebody willing to do that?
This is Jan, that each need has a particular quality, and it brings, I mean, it's something that you can experience as passing through you and bringing a kind of energy to you that motivates you, but doesn't necessarily mean that you go out and demand something of someone else because you're experiencing it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jan. Anybody else want to add anything else that they heard to that?
This is Phil. Kathleen, one thing I keep thinking here is that when you're talking about life energy,
mm-hmm.
I have a sense of what that kind of means, but I mostly don't understand it.
Okay.
Don't understand it. The one way I can understand it, if it helps you understand my question at all, mm-hmm. is I'm just trying to think about what that actually means in real life. And I remember after exchanging an email or so with you about this class before I signed up for it, I went online and looked to see who you were and found out you're very active in the music community up in the Northwest there. And
uh-huh.
I've had some, I was brought up in a family of music, and I understand the feeling of, let's say, music flowing uh-huh. through me. But in many concepts, I guess otherwise, I'm not sure what we're meaning by the life energy that we encounter that flows through us.
Okay. Now, I really appreciate it. This is what I'd love from all of you at any point in time, that what I'm saying, does that make sense? There are so many different words I could use for this, and I don't know if you could tell in my voice, but if you saw my arms flying around as I'm talking in my room, I really get this means so much to me, because when I'm talking about life energy, that sounds like the most dramatic word I can use for the things that I most value. So these are my values. What is it that I really cherish in life? What really motivates me when I think about my dreams and what I hold? I'm talking about my values, my needs. What are the things that I really would go to the very edge of life for? Does that make it more clear, Phil?
Yes, absolutely.
Then I've got an exercise we can move right into that'll help make it, I think, a little more accessible. But I would love to hear if there's anything anybody else would like to say before I move there. No? Okay. This really brings me to the question of how do I get in touch with those things that I most value, the things that really are responsible for the dreams that I hold? How do I encounter that energy of the needs? One way I do it, this is something that I actually try to do every day, and particularly if I have time in the morning, I might do it when I wake up, or if things get really crazy during the day. I'm learning to stop and do this in very short sections throughout the day. If you can do this with me, that'd be great. Just make sure you're in a comfortable position and get quiet. You can close your eyes if you want to, or just have a soft gaze somewhere if you want to. And just take a moment to really focus in on your body and notice what body sensations are going on. Notice if there's tension anywhere. Feel the weight of the feet on the floor as the gravity's pulling you down. Maybe you might feel some of the temperature of the air on your skin. And then just notice what feelings might be arising. Those often come through the body sensations. What feelings are those coming from? Notice if you have a sense of discomfort or tension anywhere. Notice if you have a sense of calmness. Then as you just focus on that, start asking that feeling, what's underneath that? What needs are present in relation to that feeling? What values am I holding underneath it? And you might notice thoughts coming and going. They might also give you some information on that. Just notice they're there and kind of let them go and see if you have any sensation. What is something that you're really valuing that's really alive in your body right now? Then start to notice the unique quality of the energy that comes from that need. It has a certain character to it. Allow yourself to be curious and really get to know it. Notice if it sits or resides in any place in your body and just kind of relax into it. And let that energy grow and radiate out from that place. And let go of any situation or strategies attached to that need. Just focus in on the need itself. If you have a label for it like peace, just even let go of the word and just experience the energy. Now at this point you can even become that energy. Notice it comes from your core and your center. You're not just sitting with peace, but you actually become peace, and peace is flowing through you. In other words, peace is something that you value so much in your life that you can see it flowing in a lot of different ways. It provides direction for what you do. Continue to hold that need lightly and come back into the awareness of your body, but stay connected to the need in that way. And then come back into your surroundings, notice what's around you, and come back into the circle. And then notice how you feel at this moment and what the quality of energy is that you're moving from. See if it's different than when you started. I would love to hear from each of you, if there's a particular need that you connected with. What I think I would like to do is just talk through each step, because it's something that you can practice just being on your own. And then for those of you who were able to touch into some kind of need, I would love to hear some feedback. The first part was just to, sit comfortably and notice body sensations. And the second was to notice if there's any feelings that are arising and just be with those feelings. Then the third step is to simply ask what's underneath the feelings, what needs are present in relation to those feelings. And to identify, there might be several that come up, identify one that seems, one value or need that seems to be really calling for the most attention, to be most alive. And then at that point, this is where it takes a turn for me, where it becomes important, is just become acquainted with that need. So notice the quality of that need. Notice a certain kind of energy that might come from it. Notice where it might fit in your body, and to completely soften into it, relax into it. And let go of any thoughts about it. Let go of the word and just sit with the energy to become familiar with it. And just know that it's part of you. It's just one of the ways that life is manifesting through you. The things that you most value are present. And as you're holding that kind of energy around the need, at this point, hopefully, you'll be completely relaxed. If there's still tension or urgency around it, then just keep softening into it. And then once there's a sense of really being open and flowing, then hold that energy as you go back into your movement and work in life. Was there anybody who had an experience with this exercise that they want to share?
Maura here. Yeah, I was feeling quite nervous, and it just, when I went through it, it was a need for acceptance. As I became aware of that, I could feel myself becoming relaxed. That's a very abbreviated version of what.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just nervous around all the technology of this and talking at the right time and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So you were able to get in touch with how this particular format is really triggering that in you, the need for being accepted and being able to be part of the group even in this format.
Yeah, but I think there is what you were saying about when you get behind the thing and you come up with the main need, there's also a need for consideration for, you know, the other participants. But I think the acceptance thing, you know, there is a bodily sort of sense of relief when you, and it's something around that, you know, I can do this for myself or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, perhaps a trust in yourself that you'll find a way. Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely just because getting in touch with the need does sort of seems to help meet it in some sense.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I can share one too that happened right before class. Because I try to do this throughout the day when I notice I'm kind of uptight, nervous. So I was nervous right before class and really wanting not to come from that nervous energy, but wanting to come from whatever was underneath it. You know, this is all about gratitude and being in touch with my needs and how can I be grateful if I'm not in touch with my needs? That was all going through my head. Then I just took a moment, just made a request of myself to slow down. Really sit with that energy, which I can get to pretty quickly now because I've done this over, what it feels like in my life when I contribute. And I got really in touch with how beautiful this gift of NBC has been in my life. It's such a precious gift to me that has allowed me to connect with myself and others in a way that I didn't have before. And I simply wanted to be able to share that with other people. And when I thought about sharing that with other people, there was the nervousness came from not trusting myself that I could do it in a way that I'd hoped for, particularly over this format. But when I let go of those thoughts and I let go of the situation and just sat with the energy of wanting to share something that was so beautiful, I start to open and relax, and then I could dial the numbers with a different kind of energy and a different feeling. So when I get to that place, I also get, when I'm really connected to my need to contribute or my need to share, then as Deborah, you said in your opening check-ins about wanting to be more connected with gratitude is this natural wellspring that comes up for me at those moments. And it seems to come up over and over again when I'm really connected to this part of life that I really value, when I'm really connected to what peace feels like in my life. I really cherish peace. I want peace. I am peace. It's flowing through me. Then I have this sense of gratitude for just being alive, whether it comes from a painful situation or a joyful one. So I'm wondering if anybody else resonates with that.
This is Mary Kay.
Mary Kay.
I get that. I guess when I was doing the exercise, what I felt was stillness. Just stillness. It seemed quite neutral, not necessarily anything else, but very still.
Mm-hmm.
This is Callie. You know, the stillness of it led me, I found myself yawning,
mm-hmm.
my neck relaxing. When I came back, I had a curiosity and a playfulness
Ah, great. Mm-hmm.
And I still found myself yawning, too. So maybe I have a need to get a nap. But part of the need I did come in touch with is connecting to my need to give what I feel I'm born to give in this world. And it seems to me you're talking about that, to give and receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was part of me that was like, oh, this is a safe place.
Mm. Mm. Thank you for sharing that.
Kathleen, thank you for sharing your experience with us. One thing that stood out to me that I really hadn't thought about before was the feeling of peace even when life or things aren't going great.
Mm-hmm.
To feel peace. I don't know how you worded it, but that was what I took as part of the meaning of what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. That helps me think about and look at peace in a different way, rather than just kind of isolating it into only those times when life's meeting my needs, like I want them to, I guess.
I'm so glad to hear that, Phil, because I found that if I keep waiting for my needs to be met by some strategy, I just don't seem to quite get there. But so when I can just realize that I can at any point in time meet my needs internally, regardless of what's going on externally, I find that even just going in and seeing how rich they are, that they're actually a part of me, it's awesome. It's totally awesome that I can go do that and access that at any point in time. So I can really come from a joyful place and a place of gratitude over and over and over, and I don't have to wait for anybody else for that. And that's so liberating for me. I have a challenge for all of you. I call it an invitation for the week. Some people might call it homework. You can decide what works for you. But just simply to catch yourself when you're in a situation where you've got some kind of intense need. You might realize, oh, I'm so frustrated here and I'm really needing some harmony. And when you find yourself translating something into a need and you put a name on it, then notice the energy around that. I'm so frustrated, but I really need harmony. And if you've got an energy of urgency or anger or desperation or whatever's coming out, then you've labeled the need with a word, but aren't in touch with the need. And I didn't get this until recently, but when I became a trainer during my assessment, they said, you're too fast. You go right to the need. You're so fast. It's because intellectually I could label needs really quickly. But I'm just realizing that's not getting to the need at all. Once you find yourself labeling the need, notice the energy around it and soften into really encountering the need in a different way. Oh, yeah, I really do need harmony. Oh, yeah, what does harmony look like in my life? When do I feel it? I want to get in touch. How much I value that. And once you've softened into that, then go back to the situation and bring that energy to it. So I just want you to play with that this week. Just allow yourself moments to pause and not just label a need, but to really go down and see what value you hold around it. How important it is in your life. And notice what comes up from you. And also notice the thoughts that might be going on in your head. What are you telling yourself that prevents you from connecting to that energy? Often it's a need for empathy. We're in a lot of pain. It's hard to feel gratitude when we're in a lot of pain. Or it might just be our own habitual ways of thinking and reacting that make us think we deserve or don't deserve things. So just jot down thoughts. Notice when it's easy, notice when it's hard, and I would be curious to hear back from you. So I would love to go into the checkouts, and I would dearly love to hear what your experience was today. I'd like to know if there's anything particular of value that you think you can use. And I'd also like to know if there's anything that was going on that really prevented you from getting what you wanted in the class. Let's do popcorn style again. Let people speak as they need to.
This is Faye. I enjoyed your exercise, Kathleen, of going, having us experience the energy that moved through us, and I have a perplexing question about the energy that was moving through me, so I'll get to that at some point during this class.
Thank you, Faye.
Thank you.
Who'd like to go next?
This is Phil. I found the exercise useful and took me to a place I wasn't expecting to go. I also really appreciated understanding a lot more about what in NVC we mean by need, the word need.
Thank you.
This is Callie. I appreciated your style too, Kathleen. And what I appreciated particularly were two things. One, your very evident excitement and pleasure about communicating this, and two, your feedback. I listened to the way you listened, and I felt that you brought a lot of clarity and understanding to the call, and I am looking forward to learning and having a ball.
Great, Callie. Thank you.
Hi, this is Elisa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling really hopeful that I'm going to get my needs for learning met. So I'm feeling some joy here.
All right. One student passed the class.
I guess that's it.
Thank you, Lisa.
This is Maura. I'm feeling quite emotional because I haven't had the space to focus on my feelings and needs a lot recently. Mm. So I'm not able to go into it too much except to say I am feeling grateful for the class and to the group and look forward to next week.
Thank you, Maura. Just remember, you're being held in the circle.
Thanks.
This is Jan. I'm feeling really excited about this class and have really enjoyed the session. I really miss the faces, so I'm kind of struggling with that on the phone. So, but I can see that it's going to work, so I feel good about that.
Hmm. Yeah, thank you.
This is Mary Kay. I'm looking at next week's topic here and feeling very excited about that because it's gratitude versus compliments and praise, and I'm really anxious to start working on that.
Hmm.
So I'm very grateful. I have a lot of hope that I'll get a lot of enjoyment out of this class.
Great. I really appreciate that feedback. Thank you. I am feeling relieved now after hearing your checkouts because I was really concerned about how much connection had actually happened on the phone without, you know, as you said, Jan, without the faces and the movement, and hard for me to know. So I have a sense of relief and excitement now to really work toward next week to figure out what other ways, what other little pieces and jewels of connection can I bring into the phone call? Can we bring into the phone call? And so thank you to everybody.